Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Amir with the US penny stock highlights on Monday, the 13th of July. Starting off with Sphere 3D, which was highlighted on Friday. We've had a nice move so far today. The share's up 22% or so. We actually went up to $5.50, which was actually much more than the around the 440 that we were looking for on Friday. So a pleasant surprise for anyone who got involved there. Current situation is that an end-of-day close above that middle line there from March, the middle of that rising trend channel from March, 420 plus, and we're looking for a retest of 550, the intraday peak area of Monday so far. This stage, the next one to look at is Altimmune, which also looked at last week in the, I suppose, the low 20s. Current situation is that we're assuming that the shares will remain above Friday's close around the $22.25 level, $22.30, something like that, and we'll make further progress. We were chasing a rather unlikely looking target towards $32. That seems rather less unlikely now. So looking for, after today's gap higher, looking for the low 30s, at least while we remain above Friday's intraday close. Ideally, there isn't any end of day close back below the latest chart gap to the upside, and that would be for the shares to remain above $24. But that might be asking a little bit too much, even for this particular situation. It's not always good to look at some stocks that people might have heard of. Fitbit is certainly one of them. Disappointment today in terms of the price action, that the shares have retreated from that key line of resistance from November around the, let's say, the $680 level. Basically, what we want to see is an end of day close back above that line. If we can get that, we'd have the whole chart opening up towards the top of a rising trend channel from as long ago as April last year. That would predict a $9 target, and that target obviously taking the shares to near-term highs, at least over the last year or so. The upside argument remains intact while we hold above the 50-day moving average, currently just below $6.50. But really, we're looking for that end-of-day close through $6.80, and that's the momentum trigger for those interested in chasing Fitbit higher. Another stock that most of us have heard of, which is nice, is GoPro. Here you can see that shares have made a decent recovery from the March-April support area just towards the $2 level. Plenty of decent price action support coming in above both the 50 and 200-day moving averages. That's the blue and the, let's say, orange lines, respectively. We had a golden cross buy signal at the beginning of June between the 50 and 200-day lines, which has borne fruit. And all we're waiting now on really is an end-of-day or end-of-week close above that May resistance line there from last year, let's say through $5.20 and above. If we can get that, then we're looking for a top of March trend channel target as high as $6.50 over the next month to 6 weeks. Stop loss at the moment on the bull argument back below $4.80, and the late March uptrend line would hopefully do the trick there. Next up, a less high-profile company, but hopefully one where the charts will make the shares or the company rather more high-profile than it has been. Hexo Corporation. Here you can see a nice bounce off the rising trend channel from the early part of this year. So support there around the 65 cents level. And at least while we're above that, looking for a test of the top of the 2020 price channel and approaching the 200-day moving average at $1.30 to $1.40 over the next month or so. Ideally, there's no end-of-day close back below the 50-day moving average, currently at 73 cents. But again, that might be a little bit too much to ask for just at this stage, given the way that the stock is relatively volatile. Next contender coming in the form of one that I've been meaning to look at for a few days, MFA Financial. Broken this line of resistance from the beginning of June and therefore looking rather more healthy than it has for a while. Sort of underpins the latest recovery for the shares back towards the 50-day moving average. Probably want to see $2.50 plus here as a momentum signal at an end-of-day close above the 50-day line. But at least while we're above last week's support area, $2.15 to $2.20, it looks as though we could have a fresh leg to the upside and a test of the top of that March trend channel as high as $4 to $4.20 over the next month to 6 weeks. Just a couple of stocks to go now on the hit list, let's say. First one is Therapeutics MD. Here we've had a trend line break, which is looking rather good over the last few sessions. That trend line there from January, breaking the trend line, then testing it as new support last week. So at $1.40, well, we're above $1.40 in that January support line, looking for a retest of $2 plus, $2 being the brief peak that we had for the shares at the end of April. Best case scenario, the top of that rising trend channel from February, as high as $2.40. As far as the last stock of the day is concerned, we've got a situation where we've got stock that I covered in the UK small caps earlier today. It's the first stock where there's been a repeat both on both sides of the Atlantic, which is quite novel, and we'll see how many times that happens over the near future. But for Tiziana Life Sciences on its American listing here, we've got a break of that June resistance line at $7.40. Above that on an end-of-day close basis, and we're looking up towards the top of that rising January trend channel as high as $14. Stop loss on the whole bull argument at the moment back below $7, which is the floor of this rising 2020 price channel. But ideally, we don't even break back below $7.40. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you wait for $9 area to break. But really, it looks as though there's been enough good work done, especially breaking that old early June peak around $8.50 to cement the upside argument and a potential $14 target. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.